There's big news out here just in the last few minutes. The boundaries to the Ugashik Fishing District will change this season. Area Manager Paul Solomon spoke with us minutes ago for more. Paul, good morning, and I would say this isn't completely unexpected news, but what are the details and what's the reasoning?
Well, the reasoning is that the animals are there, and there are lots of federal regulations that require certain distances be kept from endangered or threatened species. That's the short story. We're going to move it back a mile. We're going to move the north line of Ugashik back a mile to try and satisfy those. Right now, everybody's in agreement that that's a good number to use to start with. We'll see how it goes from there. And by everybody, it's federal entities as well as the state.
Okay. Has there been any consultation with the fleet that fishes there usually, or are they going to learn about this today?
They're going to learn about it today.
Do you expect to hear any concerns? Is that a line that sees a lot of activity, or can it be bumped back and still be an effective fishery?
It can still be an effective fishery. We've had some comments about it, but really they're not something that enter into the equation here.
Okay.
So there's regulations, there's federal regulations. These are they're not listed, but they are listed as threatened. And as a result, we have to kind of maintain some separation between us and them.
I can just pretty much guarantee you we're going to play that Beatles song quite a bit this fishing season.
I'm already catching it.
The Year of the Walrus.
Mm-hmm.
Paul, before we let you off the line, we'll catch up with you next week for the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report, but your district has seen a little bit of catch. Is it anything unusual or any kind of size showing up? Anything that you can tell
us? It's within the realm of normal in terms of expecting something to be caught. Typically, we see first deliveries around the 5th to the 10th. We saw some on the 8th. And beyond that, I can't say much because there's too few fishermen and too few processors involved. The information is still proprietary.
Very good. Paul Solomon, so far in Anchorage, next week at the King Salmon Fishing Game Office, the area management biologist for Ugashik and Igigig districts, with the news today that the Ugashik boundary will change on account of the walrus. Paul, thanks for the update.
You're welcome.